Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to The Big Party Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. I know you're listening on podcast now, but do us a favor and go ahead and hit a review or a rate. Like Apple Podcasts, they do reviews and rates.
Yeah.
Spotify just does rates, I believe. But you can leave comments, too, on there as well. But let's start it off. So last couple of weeks when we do the motivation, we were doing hangover food. Now, this next week is called drunk foods.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have a choice here. You got peanut butter spoon.
Oh.
Bowl of cereal with questionable milk.
Okay.
Ice cream straight out of the carton.
Oh, which one I would is your say deal? Peanut butter spoon.
Peanut butter spoon?
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
Hey, in case no one's told you lately, I'm proud of you.
Oh.
I'm proud of you for pushing through everything that you're going through. You are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. And you are capable of doing anything in this world. I believe in you.
Oh, boo hoo hoo. That was very, very inspirational.
That was so nice. It sounded like a phone call.
Yeah. It did kind of, didn't it?
You're like, you're breaking up. Are you going through a tunnel?
Yeah. All right. 12 pods of Christmas. We've already hit two. We've unwrapped two presents underneath the tree.
Mm-hmm.
A package from Omaha Steaks. That's unwrapped. And then also we unwrapped some gift cards and some merch from Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to remind everybody listening that when you get these keywords, you go to bigpartyshow.com and then go ahead and put it in there. You'll find it right there under contest. And at the end of the Christmas Eve, one of you party crashers are going to win every single prize underneath that tree. Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that. So get your family and friends to listen and get the get it going. So what's underneath the next what's the next present, Molly?
Oh man, so we've gotten food. Well, how about a little funny bone? We've got a gift card to go see a great comic at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. And the key word that you're going to need to enter for this round is comedy. C-O-M-E-D-Y. Comedy. Yeah.
That's it.
The Funny Bone is so fun. I mean, it's so this you can use this towards tickets to like any comedian. These aren't tickets to like a specific one, but like if it's a gift card to the Funny Bone. So if you're waiting and you're like, oh, I really want to see so-and-so, then you could use this gift card towards tickets to go see so-and-so. Fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good
so-and-so is huge.
Head on over to bigpartyshow.com. And by the way, we have Operation Dry Bottom. Mm-hmm. That's there as well. So if you guys can donate something, it's for the babies of the Lydia house. Okay. Right now they're in desperate need of diapers. Now we're not doing diapers physically. We're doing monetary donations. And I just want to thank some people real quick. We got Amy Clinton, Sally, Aaron, Gracie, Super Grace, Jessica, Allison. They all, dropped some monetary donations on the site, and we're at about $1,500. I just want to give you guys where we're at right now. Would it be ideal as $5,000, of course. But whatever we can get there, $5,000 would be great. But you do have some time. You've got till the 19th of December to drop your donations there for the babies of the Lydia house. So there are some dire straits. If you don't know what the Lydia house, it's part of the Open Door Mission. That's where the women and babies are. And so, how can you say no to a little baby? It's not their fault.
How can you say no?
Yeah. And diapers are so stinking expensive. That's just crazy expensive.
So if we're looking at like 20 cents a diaper, if we get $5,000, that's 25,000 diapers.
Yeah, even more though, Molly, because remember Candace at the Lydia house.
She can stretch it even further.
Yeah.
I'm trying to err on the side of I'm giving us a harder goal to reach. But yes, she could probably get it for a lot better than 20 cents a diaper.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're heading back to work and today and so on and so forth, yeah, just take up a little donation right there at your workplace or school with the kids and stuff like that. Yeah, and just kind of teach them about, you know, empathy and then, you know, how some people really do have it. I don't say terribly bad, but, you know, it's, this is a hand up, not a handout is what it is. So, yeah, we're doing whatever we can to help out in the community. And that's what we as like humans should do. So
what they call it's like the working poor. So basically people who they're not working. It's just we all know it's hard to stretch a dollar right now.
Yeah, it is.
So that's part of it. And so if you have someone who's covering rent, covering bills, getting ready for the holidays. And it's just, how do you make it all juggle and work and still be a mom of a baby and have to buy diapers? Because it's not covered by government programs. Unlike food and other things that can get government help, this is one of those things where it just falls through the cracks. Well, the people at the Lydia House step in to try to help these people who are out in the community living next to you, working next to you, that might just need a little bit, like you said, a hand up, not a handout.
Yeah, it's weird when you, I mean, I've donated many a times diapers and this is like the only time of the year I'll be in the diaper aisle. and I'll be honest with you, it smells nice. It's very nice.
Powder fresh. That's the last time it smells nice is when you're buying them. Because let me tell you, when they're coming off butts, it's touch or go, whether or not how fresh that's going to be.
Oh, I'd have to wear a bandana or some sort. I've changed a few diapers. I would never. A blowout. Ugh. Well, I don't know if I would gag anymore because ever since my experience with COVID, now it's a different deal. I do gag sometimes picking up the dog stuff, right? But that right there, I just remember having to cover up my face and then the baby would just stare at me in disbelief because all the baby saw was eyes. And then and just teary eyes, too, because I'm gagging underneath. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing that after you have a baby that if it's yours, it doesn't matter.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it's not. Okay. All right.
Poop is poop.
Poop
it
is
doesn't.
Poop.
I mean, you're not like, oh, I made that. No, I made the thing that made that.
Okay.
I mean, so there's still like there's like poop. A. There's like a bit of remove. I mean, trust me, you still have those moments where you're like, gross.
Yeah. But even the blowouts. Oh, my God. I hope you're not eating a donut right now with chocolate. The blowouts that shoot up the back. Mm-hmm. I've seen those before. Oh, and just think about that. Someday I will be that baby, but not that age. Oh, my
God. That nurse. Out there right now, they have no idea how their life is going to change one day when you and your bottom show up at their retirement community. They're like,
oh God, yeah.
There's life before this person came, and then there's life now, and you're a changed person after having changed that person.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did not know, and I wish I would have known when I had a kid,
what's that
was. Okay, so you know how kids always have those onesies and they've got like the little flaps up here and you put them on?
Uh-huh.
That, I had no idea, is meant to be peeled like a banana. Those flaps make it so you can peel it down. So my whole time having a kid, if there was a blowout, you had the whole thing was like negotiating the onesie the hair so like it wouldn't get in. And I had no idea that those little flaps at the top of the onesie made it.
That
so
button
could,
up there. Oh,
it's not a button. They're just like little flaps. And you were like, oh, is this just so their arms can move better? No, you can peel them from top to bottom. So if they have a blowout, you can just like pull it down that way.
I haven't. I was like, I don't even know. Yeah. How come no one taught you that? When
I don't
you
know.
The baby.
All of a sudden somebody's like, you know, that's so you can pull it down instead of up over their head when they have an axe. I was like, no, where was this vital information? They told me everything else. I know how to do baby CPR, but thankfully I haven't had to use it. But you know what I have had to do?
Yeah.
Get a blowout out over the kid's head. I'm wondering how I'm going to do this.
Well, do you have any kids with little babies that they can just do a dry run for you just to see? Or
no, I've done it now.
Oh, you have
Yes.
Okay.
Like I was mind blown. Like I had no idea that it did that. And now, like any baby shower, I'm this an annoying person where I'm like, you know, you can peel those down, right?
You're that person.
Most people don't know. Most people have no idea.
Know, Molly.
So yeah, I mean, no idea. So I will say that it is new information, but it is something like once you know, it's like you feel like a proselytizer, like you've got to go out and like spread the word, let everybody know.
It's the way it is. All right, so you had family in all weekend.
Yes.
We spent Thanksgiving, last Thursday. All I've been doing is eating ham.
Ham.
Leftover ham. I made a ham soup, Molly. It was like drinking and eating a
salt.
I was so dehydrated. I even had to go to ChatGPT and ask it, is this a bad idea? Ham soup with tequila. And it called me a degenerate.
Yeah. They're like, well, best of luck making a fist tomorrow or even later today.
Oh, my God. I could take the bottom of my eyes and just pull them out. Pull the skin out. It was like, I don't even know how to describe something like
that.
Were
you puffy?
I was everything. I was dehydrated, puffy, so remarkably thirsty. And so what I did in my sleep, I was dreaming about it.
Okay.
Because Wyleen was even like, this is really hammy tasting. So I basically boiled down the bones and put all the ham in there and some potatoes and all that stuff, right? But I kept that broth from the ham.
Wow.
So I thought to myself.
That is a lot of
salt. In my sleep. Oh, my God. I thought in my sleep, I'm like, I got to fix that. So I woke up. I'm like, I'm just going to pour out the broth and add some other low sodium broth in there. And start fresh. And it actually worked out perfect. Absolutely perfect. But oh my God, salt intake. Did you have any jello cakes or anything like
that? We didn't do jello this time around because I make it. There's like one scoop out of it at the end of and it takes up precious refrigerator space. And
yeah,
I was like, it'd be one thing if everybody ate it. And it was one of those things where it's like, it's such a crowd pleaser. Like nobody even commented that it wasn't on the table.
Okay. All right. So that's a miss. Okay. Because I saw that the grandma's jello salads.
Yes.
That they made a comeback for Thanksgiving and the holidays. So we got Christmas coming up. So yeah, it made a comeback where people are actually
the one at Christmas.
Making them. Okay. Oh, do you like designs inside of it and stuff like that?
God, no. Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
That's
all right.
Like next level. I mean,
is
God
really?
Bless those people.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I make a, it's like a pistachio whipped kind of salad. Whipped.
Whip.
It's got whip, cool okay. Whip, and pistachio gel pudding.
Okay,
and then you
all
put
right.
It all together, and there's like maraschino cherries on top, so it's green and red.
Also, it is pretty. In fact,
that one tastes really good. I do like that one. It's like a fluff, and I do like that one. What did we make this year? That was different.
Ours is the same. It was really the same. It was all delicious.
I tried the cheesecloth method for my turkey.
I did too. What'd you think? Because I did it for the boys.
I loved it.
Isn't it great?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I just realized that I really do have everything in my kitchen because it was Thanksgiving and morning. And we were like, talking about prepping the turkey and stuff like that. And my sister's like, have you seen this cheesecloth thing? And I was like, yeah, I read about it. I don't know much about it. And she's like, we should try it. Like, why not? And I was like, I don't think I have cheesecloth. I mean, who
did
has
did you have some? That's funny.
I did.
Yeah. Cheesecloth
did
is
cheesecloth.
Something everyone should
she's
have.
She's like,
yeah.
Of course you do. Because like, what don't you have really in that kitchen
in
drawer
the,
of
in
yours?
The kitchen? So you liked it because I saw it on Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart
swears by it.
That's how she does it. And I liked it as well. And you had, I never even got to ask you yet, but you had that farm turkey that was already,
yes.
Was that the hit of the party or what? How many people
God.
Did you have over?
We ended up having 11 people,
okay.
Including kids. So it was small this year. We just kept it simple this year. So then leftover turkey has just been the staple. And then I
ham?
Also made lasagna.
Oh, shut up. Did you really?
I did. Because at a certain
lasagna.
Point, you're like, I'm done with turkey.
You need to
switch it up a little bit. So I made lasagna Saturday night.
Okay. I just don't get what the big thing is about. I understand everybody wants to eat turkey, but and I like turkey too. But I just don't get it. I mean, the white meat's always so dry to me. The dark meat is what I really enjoy myself. I like the dark meat. Not really the white meat type of guy. But I mean, like every year I say I want to do something different. For Christmas, I think we're going to do soups. Soup.
You're going to have a soup holiday. You're going to make any of that sodium bomb ham soup that you were just talking about? Because that could be a crowd pleaser. So you're taking a page from my book where I had my soup party.
No, I've had a soup party before. I have these little disposable, like those little soup cups that are made of
soup cups. They're called solo cups. You're supposed to put beer in them.
No. They're the soup cups with the lid that you would buy at a store. I mean, at a restaurant. I have a bunch of those because we had some soup party last year.
Okay.
And had those left over. And I just noticed those and I thought, God, why don't we just have soup?
Soups are you going to do for the holidays?
I'll do like a potato soup of some sort.
Okay.
And then have a couple other people bring whatever soup they want to bring. Then I'll make a bunch of bread and then we'll eat soup like a bunch of old people at an old folks home.
You're like, you guys, soup's not hot enough. Got to get that hot or soup.
Yeah. All right. So Cyber Monday is upon us. Anything?
You know, the closest thing.
People are spending less money, by the way. So yeah.
Black Friday, though, was like, I think it was like $8.6 billion. I mean.
Was it really? I had to go to Walmart at 6:30 in the morning.
What?
I had a, for those of you that don't know, I have
$1 million. What got you to go there? I would be like, no way.
We do bread. I have the Sweet Wylene's bread company. And I had a bunch of loaves that I had to bake. And then it was last minute loaves that came through for people who have celiac and gluten allergies and dairy allergies. Well, of course I run out of yeast.
Oh no.
I run out of stinking yeast and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to the store. So I went, I guess that wasn't on Black Friday. That was the Thursday. That was Wednesday morning. That was
That's really busy because it's T minus. Everybody's going in their last minute. I mean, I went to the store like twice on Wednesday. I was like, oh my God, I forgot this. I did. I went to the store twice on Wednesday.
Yeah, because I went to Sam's Club on – that's where I'm getting confused. I went to Sam's Club to get some stuff for the game on Black Friday, and it was dead. It was dead.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and I even said something to Chuck. He's the guy that checks us out. I said – yeah, I know Chuck.
Chuck, you know Chuck.
Everyone knows Chuck.
11. He said, oh, he'll get busy.
Oh my God, $11.8 billion.
US consumers spent a record $11.8 billion online during Black Friday sales.
Okay.
So that was like people, and I'm telling you, my sister was like sitting next to me on the couch, and I was like, what are you doing? Are you mad texting? She's like, going over Black Friday deals.
My name was too.
I was like, on your phone? I mean, I thought the whole point, but apparently, like, you don't even have to wait till Cyber Monday because everything is like, there were a couple things that I got emails from and they're like Black Friday deals online only. And I was like, well, wouldn't you just wait for Cyber Monday?
Well, yeah, I know. I'm with you. So the Black Friday going there and fighting over stuff.
Yeah.
Is gone. Completely done. That excitement for those people that wear the shirts and, you know, the team shirts and they run around and conquer different portions of the store. That's completely gone because Black Friday, honestly, started like a month ago anyway.
Yeah.
And so now everything absolutely is online. You know, it's easier for them. But then, yeah, you're right. Then you have Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Which, you know, and I'm gonna get a couple things today.
My sister quoted you on Friday.
What'd she say?
She's like, because she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
And she was looking at Dyson, those stick vacuums. Uh-huh. She's like, it's like Party says, you get what you pay for. Because there were a couple like knockoff versions. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, what about like that one? It's like $99. It used to be $200. She's like, Molly, I don't know that brand. And you know what? It's like Party said, you get what you pay for. I was like, are you quoting Party to me? On a day off?
No. That Dyson, I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way with several things. I learned the hard way with the dishwasher, for example. Okay. All right. So I decided to go cheaper version of the dishwasher. Well, that thing broke after a year and a half. So now I'm having to replace these circuit boards on it, and it's getting to, I mean, now I'm into the point of going, I can just go buy a new one.
Yeah.
So that's one thing outside of that Dyson. That's one thing I will spend more money on, as well as the fridge as well. And so that's what we had to do with this fridge. The cheaper fridge that we got didn't, mm-hmm. it just stopped working on some like ice and all that stuff and water. And so we got, then we upgraded, we had to upgrade, but now I'm having issues with the Samsung. I'm having issues with the ice maker on that thing. And everyone's telling me that's common. Yeah. It's a disaster.
I mean,
then you got Dyson.
Well, this is the thing with refrigerators and ovens, you know, like stovetops and stuff like that. You don't go cheap on that.
No.
You're going to use that. You use that 24/7, like in the case of a fridge, like that is, you do your due diligence. You figure out the reviews,
just figure
you
it
check
out.
It out. But I just feel like a vacuum cleaner that's like $500 and it's a stick. It just seems like science fiction, like Jetsons thing to me.
Until you have it.
And then everybody who has a Dyson, I cannot justify spending that on a vacuum. Right.
Well, see, that's the reason why, again, I went with the lower cost.
And you said it wasn't as good.
It's not as good because of the battery. The battery doesn't last as long. And so you're having to stop what you're doing. Because, you know, when you're vacuuming around, you're kind of in the mood.
You're in the mood to clean.
Yeah, you're in the zone. You're like, oh, I'm going to dust. I'm going to vacuum. Vacuuming is fun. And then it just stops. And then you're like, God dang, I got to charge it. And then you got to charge it. And now you're off to something else. And like two rooms don't get vacuumed. So, yeah, that's why I would say go with the longer battery power than the cheaper version that's going to say it's going to get you an hour. I mean, it does. It'll be like you can get an hour of vacuuming in. But you don't really realize how long it takes to vacuum. Yeah.
That my sister was like quoting you. Like she's going through Black Friday deals. She's like,
probably does it all the time.
She's like, there's a Dyson. And it was.
She probably quotes me all the time. All the time.
Just to.
Husband probably at the dinner table, and she probably brings me up all the time.
It's like another great Steve. Quote from Party on the show today. Sure, good God. But the Dyson, there was a Black Friday deal where it's like $600.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a chunk of change, and it was on sale for like $200. Which is just, I mean, that's a great deal. It really is.
Yeah, I would do it.
It's still like $200. Like, I'm not spending $200 on myself. Like,
okay.
You know
what
I mean?
Not yourself. Like, that's for the family. It's to keep the floors
clean. The kids
are
like, really? I'm like, isn't this a fun gift? I got a vacuum. Why don't you use it? They're like, you're a jerk person.
Well, I don't even know. But that's the only recommendation I have for that. I don't know what the knockoffs are, but it is true. You pay for what you get. That's with everything for the most part, right?
I guess so. I don't know. You know. I mean, I love a good deal. I think most people, I don't think I'm saying anything like groundbreaking. Like everybody loves a good deal.
There you go right there. People use that.
That little nugget. You're like, you know what I heard on the show today? Molly said something real game changing. Everybody loves a good deal. And I was like,
what?
Between that and the onesie peeling like a banana, she was just on fire today.
On fire today is it. Hey, tomorrow's a big day for you. And I'm going to go get it. Can you guess?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm getting an eggnog latte.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get one. It's out on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this, but it was introduced to us people, consumers, back in 1986. Did you know that?
No.
1986. They discontinued it in 2021.
This is becoming the McRib now, right? People have complained for years. They're like, and because they'll do their big unveiling. They'll do their big, like, coming up this season. And then they'll talk about the favorites that they're bringing back, whatever new flavors they've got added into the mix. And they have been withholding the eggnog latte. And I am beside myself that it's coming back. Like, I probably will get at least two this week.
Okay. All right. Well, we can have it on a show on Wednesday show. We can drink lattes.
Ooh.
But yeah, I just wanted to remind you. I knew that was on your radar, probably in your calendar of some sort, that's exactly. Coming back.
On my phone.
How often do you go there? How often do you hit that Starbucks?
I have not gone. You know, I mean, I went back in September because I wanted that pumpkin cold, like the cold foam, whatever one, the one that basically tastes like coffee and pumpkin pie. It's like ridiculously good. But okay. I mean, it kills me. Like, I get so not well after having one of those because it's cold cream. It's cream. I can't have cream.
Yeah, I can't either.
I mean, cream's my stomach's like, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope that's it was worth it. You're like, I just paid $7 for a stomach ache.
Yeah, that's a pick your poison type deal. Because I'm the same way. You know, I think we all know that dairy's my thing, and I just don't care sometimes, and I'll do it. But then I regret it. But it cleans you right out. There's that. So
sick. I mean. It's not that. I just get it is for crazy me. Stomach pains. Like, mine is like, I just get like horrible stomach aches.
Oh, I don't get like stomach pain. Like, Wylene does get stomach pains too, but yeah. I go straight to the, to, you know, where, and then, yeah. No, and it's mine like a 3-hour deal. So yeah.
No, mine's like a gut. Like it's like sidelines you. Like, I think I have it like Wylene does, where it's just get ready. You're not going to feel great. Like it's tough to, like, you're like, I need to lie down in a dark room.
It's like that.
Peter's like, why did you get that? And it wasn't even free. Like, paid
you did it
for this. I was like, I know, but it was so good. I gotta go lie down
in a dark room.
In a dark room. Don't leave me alone. Just don't poke. So, gentle.
So you, when you had family over, was everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I mean, and we had a snow day Saturday. So we got we totally got everything so we didn't have to leave, and baked cookies and made lasagna and watched so much bad television. Have you watched? Okay. So obviously Stranger Things just dropped the new season.
I watched it all.
Disappointed.
Disappointed. It's bad. It's been bad for a while. We had to watch the last episode.
So did we.
Which is 2 hours long. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it reminded me of how much I didn't like Stranger Things anymore. I was like, when the guy's playing the guitar, and they all just came back just flushing. I was like, this is just awful. And then we sat and watched everyone. And just to get to the tease for another. You gotta
I know.
When
they're
late.
Like, bum, bum, bum. Wait till Christmas. I was like, there is no reason. Well, and the other thing is that it's this long, drawn out process. Like, just give me the season. Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, at this point, we've waited years to get this final season. And I think Netflix is like, well, then you can wait another month. I'm like, why should I have to?
You shouldn't. That should have been doled out. What else did you watch? Did you watch any? Ooh, I mean,
The Beast in Me.
Have we just finished that last night. We just finished that last night. Yeah, that was creepy. Yeah, that was very, that guy was creeping me out. But yeah, people, you should watch
these. So it's
sort
of like The Jinx, you know, that documentary that was on HBO about that guy.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like based on him. What else did we watch?
Did you guys, the new Wicked?
No.
No one's liking it.
We didn't go. I didn't want to go to a movie theater. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that you can watch at home.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that, like, we've got 3 kids, 4 adults. I mean, you go to a movie, that's $150. I mean, between tickets and between tickets and concessions.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, honestly, like, you go and you're like, this movie better be awesome.
Have you snuck in yet? You don't sneak candy in for the kids and stuff like that?
I mean, sometimes, it'd be dumb if he didn't. But, you know, usually it's a big deal for them to go see a movie because it's not like when we were growing up where we go every weekend. Like, growing up, I went to a movie every weekend. I mean, we'd go. It was always, I mean, the kids, we, you know, we've got everything and everybody's got these amazing televisions and everything streams
within
2 weeks of it coming out. So it's like, why even bother?
I just miss the popcorn. I'm not going to lie. I have to get the popcorn every stinking time I go to a movie. And it's been some time since I've been gone to a movie anyway. I don't know why I should go. Maybe I can, because, you know, when I have movie popcorn at the store.
Yeah.
It's not movie popcorn.
It's not the same.
They are lying to us.
Well, it's that butter. But butter that they put on it at the movie theater.
Yeah.
That makes the difference. I don't know. It's probably some sort of like lactic fat. Probably or something. So. I mean, it's not real it's butter. Gross. They're not like, it's melted real butter. No, like, sure not. It is.
All right. So, all right, real quick, I just want to remind you guys that the Light the World Giving Machine is officially at Westroads. Okay. So if you want to give, that's what you need to do on their level. So basically it's a vending machine. All right. And it has different things there, anywhere from food, clothing, diapers. Now, the food, clothing, diapers aren't coming out of it. It's like a card type deal, but it gets donated to charities that they're taking care of at this particular one. All right. So, definitely go ahead and check it out. Where's it at? The second level.
So it's Westroads Mall, level 2, next to Aeropostale. And this is the deal, is that you do simple card swipe and you can purchase items for people here in the Omaha metro area or even around the world. So like when you see, you know, chickens, goats, first of all, like Party said, they're not coming out of the vending machine.
They're not coming out of the
Secondly,
machine.
They're not for anybody local. Those are for some of the international gifts. But here locally, there are 5 nonprofits that are participating: Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy, New Visions Homeless Service, and Trivium Life Services. Those are the ones locally that they are setting up. So the Giving Machine campaign, you can go to Giving Machine Omaha and learn more. But it's a great opportunity to, you know, give to a bunch of nonprofits, not just here, but around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been going door to door promoting the Big Party Show.
Really?
If you see this guy right here.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have a second to talk about the Big Party Show podcast?
Oh, my God.
I make myself laugh.
That one, that your face is really something. That peephole is really doing a number on your mug.
I'm gonna leave us with today's word of the day, okay? And then we'll pick this back up on Wednesday, of course. So here you go.
The word of the day is exhausterwhelmulated.
Oh.
The feeling of being exhausted, overwhelmed, and overstimulated. All at the same time. Exhausterwhelmulated.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. So, I love those. I keep wanting to send you the ones that I get, but they have curse words in them. But they have they're like bad words. Like,
yeah,
like the F word in them somewhere where you're like, this is called. and it's really.
I wish
the one that my kids taught me that I did not know is voluntold.
Voluntold.
I've never heard that before. Voluntold. Yeah.
So let me think. That's you're told. What is it? Volunteer.
So like I signed up. I was like, hey, Declan, I signed you up to work the concession stand at school. He's like, oh, you're voluntelling me that I'm. So basically it's like you're telling someone that they're volunteering. It's parents doing it to kids. Parents voluntel all the time where they're like, hey, by the way, I signed you up to work the hot cocoa stand. Hope you don't mind. And they're like, I have a life. And you're like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Voluntold.
Yeah. Okay. So you're voluntold me that I've got to work at this thing. I'm like, that's an amazing word. And yes, I did.
Okay.
Now I'm glad
go.
It has a term. Now I know what to call it when I do it all the time.
All right. We're out of here, people. All right. So make sure you follow and subscribe. It's no cost to it. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, we'd really appreciate it. And spread the word over your social medias that the Big Party Show is, in fact, a podcast. All right. Not radio. It's 100% digital podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Have a nice couple of days. We'll see you guys on Wednesday and do yourself good.